So you noticed the New York Stock Exchange went down, right? Went down for, I don't know, an hour or two, just at the opening of the trading. The whole system went down because apparently there was a flurry of sell orders. And, you know, the stock market can't allow people to sell, so they had to shut it down. And then they blamed a computer glitch. You notice how often computer glitches are being blamed for everything from the Pakistan power grid going down to the FAA screwing up and grounding all commercial air traffic all at once across the entire country. And now stock market goes down. They always say, oh, it's a computer glitch. It's a computer problem. There was a voltage change. There was a variation. They never blame people. Even though people are in charge of running all these systems, they never blame people. Isn't that interesting? They can never say that somebody screwed up or that some idiot wasn't properly trained on the system. But what you're really witnessing here, in my opinion, is an accelerating breakdown of the infrastructure upon which society functions. And I think it's going to get far worse from here forward. Because I think we've reached the end of a functional, sustainable society. We've reached the end of a fresh group of people who know what they're doing. Our schools are now churning out woke idiots at this point who have no knowledge, no skills. They can't do basic math. They can't engage in reason or rationality of any kind. They don't even know who they are, where they came from. They don't have any realistic understanding of human history or even the human present, come to think of it. And they're supposed to run our society? Nope. They're just going to run it into the ground. So I ask you this question. Given how frequently things are failing catastrophically, do you trust your money in the bank? Seriously, no. Do you trust your money in the stock market? Because, you know, when you invest in stocks, you're basically turning in money, you're surrendering money into a virtual game, a game of numbers that you hope one day that you can redeem for cash again or redeem for something of value, right? That's the whole point. Because you can't use money when it's in the stock market. You have to redeem it. You have to sell. Well, what happens if the system craters before you get out? And frankly, it's the same question with crypto as well. And a lot of people just found out that, well, it's too late. They did not get out. Now Genesis has declared bankruptcy and FTX has collapsed and Three Arrows Capital, a bunch of others. And it looks like it's going to go all the way to stablecoins, perhaps Tether, perhaps Binance. Not looking good, folks. People who didn't get out, they got screwed. And so the lesson today is, at least in my opinion, get out of the banking system as much as you possibly can, because the banking system is going to go down. And when it goes down, you won't be able to get money out of it. You will have no access. There will be bail-ins. There will be bankruptcies. There might be a digital currency reset where they'll say, okay, yeah, you can have your money back, but only if you agree to this, Mark of the Beast digital wallet system. And you can start with an iris scan or other biometrics. And then that's how you'll have your money. Has to be digital. Are you going to go for that? Because I'm not going for that. And people who think that banks are just going to work reliably the way they always have, they're kidding themselves. These banks aren't going to function much longer. There's going to be bank holidays and bank freezes and bank bail-ins, which just means they're taking your money. They're just stealing your money, looting it, and saying that it's ours now. So, of course, we come back to the same basic strategies. How do you get out of the banking system? Well, you convert dollars into something real. And I'm not going to go through the list again because you've heard me say that 1,000 times. But it is time to get serious about this. What is the minimum amount of accessible, liquid cash that you really need to function? Because outside of that, I would try to have that money in other vehicles that actually hold value. And that's a tough challenge because, of course, if you put it in, let's say, a piece of land, that's not exactly liquid. Or even if you put it into gold and silver and you have physical gold, selling that back means you have to ship it to somebody or sell it locally. And there's going to be a little bit of a margin spread on that, too. You'll take a little bit of a loss, not much, but it is some. But the bigger risk is holding cash in the banks. There, you're subjected to potentially a 100% loss. I'm not saying it's going to be 100%, but it could be. I think it'll be more than 90%. I think people are going to lose basically everything. It might be 99% when this great reset happens. Now, what's the timing of this? Well, I don't attribute it to a specific calendar day, but rather a series of events, or what we might say, mile markers. And I think one of the big markers is going to be Russia launching its new major offensive against Ukraine. When that happens, and because I think it's going to be a major offensive, much bigger than anything we've seen, you know, in recent memory, China will, I believe, use that as a trigger point or a launching pad for its own economic warfare against the United States. And I look for countries like China, Russia, Iran, maybe even Turkey and India and Brazil to join in the new global reserve currency system and to announce it sometime this year and to say, hey, look, we have a new basic digital stable coin backed by gold. Would you like to use this, world? And I think most populations around the world, at least those engaged in international trade and asset protection and international transfers and settlements of purchases and so on, they're going to want to use a gold-backed stablecoin. That's not Bitcoin, folks. That's not the US dollar. That's not the SWIFT system. It's none of that. A gold-backed stablecoin is going to be something launched by, again, China, Russia, Iran, those countries. And it's going to end up being the most stable store of wealth in the world. And so all kinds of people are going to flock to it. And how are they going to buy their shares of that gold-backed stablecoin? They're going to sell dollars. They're going to sell stocks and bonds and Bitcoin. And why wouldn't they? Because, well, the dollar's losing value. The stock market's, you know, on the precipice of collapse, right? Fiat currencies don't hold value at all. So, of course, they're going to sell those things and they're going to buy gold-backed stablecoins. That's going to cause a lot of dollars to come flooding back to the United States, a lot of redemptions of a portfolio of assets. It will cause a plunge in the stock market, in the bond market, maybe even in the real estate market. And when it's all said and done, anybody who isn't left holding something that's got real value attached to it, real 3D world, physical value, is going to lose almost everything. So whatever form that you choose for your real world value, whether you choose to have, I don't know, physical coins in your hand, or valuable firearms, or ammunition, or land, or whatever, or maybe you buy into this new gold-backed stablecoin, whatever it is, if you hope to have anything remaining after this catastrophe, this global debt implosion, it will need to be backed by something physical, something that can't disappear. And what are the things that can't disappear? Well, it's the same list, you know, it's the things I already mentioned. This is the time to get serious about it, in my opinion. Now, for the record, I'm obviously not your financial advisor, because the mainstream financial advisors that work in most banks are idiots, just to be honest. Thank God I'm not a mainstream banking system financial advisor, because the requirements include having a very low IQ, high obedience factors, and gullibility to so-called official sources of information. These mainstream financial advisors are still thinking and peddling the idea that we're only going to go through a recession. They think the dollar is going to be around forever. They think that gold and silver are ancient, useless relics. They do. And they don't know anything about BRICS nations. They don't know about gold-backed stablecoins. They don't know why China is buying up thousands of tons of gold. They're not even aware that that's happening. They don't know who blew up Nord Stream, okay? They have no clue what's happening in the world. So be careful about your financial advisors. Again, I can't be your financial advisor, and you do need a competent financial advisor. But the mainstream ones, at least the ones I've seen, you know, from the banks, kind of the big banking giants, their advisors, they are idiots. they will get everybody killed financially in this, just like they did in the subprime housing market collapse. Remember the bankers all laughing? Oh, that's so funny. And then in the dot-com collapse, the same thing. The same people, the same woke idiot financial advisors in the banks who were clueless, and they cost their clients untold, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars in losses. And that's about to happen again on an even larger scale. And by the way, the more digitized your money becomes, the more vulnerable it is to systemic failure. So I don't know if you are old enough to remember back in the old days, back in the 1970s or early 1980s, you had deposits at a bank and you went in and you had a bank book, like a physical little, like a checkbook size thing. It was your bank deposit book. And you go in and you give them, here's $10. It's my lawnmower money. And you give them your 10 bucks and they take your book and they run it through a printer. And it physically prints ink in the book, and it prints a line that says, oh, plus $10, and here's your current balance. And yes, it was computerized on the banking side, but you had a physical record. You had at least a book with ink in it on a piece of paper where you could go in and you could argue with them if something was wrong. Look, you printed this. This was the balance. This is the ink. This is the book. There's the date. There's the paper, transaction ID. It's all right there. Today, you can't do anything. You call up the bank, like, where'd my money go? I'm sorry. You call customer service. We can't do anything. Like, you just vanished thousands of dollars of my money. What am I supposed to do? We're sorry. It's a computer system problem. Contact customer service. And it just never ends. And you realize, you people don't know anything, do you? You have no clue how anything works. You're basically just like human biological vending machines for the banking products here, but you don't actually know anything. Like you don't even know what money is, it turns out. I've experienced this myself, and I don't mean to insult the many well-informed and high-quality finance people out there, but even you know that the banking industry has lately, over the last few years, it has been attracting some of the most low IQ morons that you could possibly recruit for jobs. It's because it's so hard to find anybody who wants to show up to work, right? So the banks end up with these cashiers that are just, I don't know, D students. That might be generous. They're just beyond clueless. And they're handling your money and they don't know anything. Do you trust that system? Is what I'm saying. Do you trust that those people can keep that system up and running? Do you trust that they will honor their obligations of, you know, giving you your money back when you want it? Because, folks, the banks should not be trusted. The banks are not going to be solvent. They're not solvent now. They're not going to be rescued, not when there's a systemic failure. And there aren't even enough intelligent, qualified people running the banks to even begin to help you get your money back. So as the system craters, the integrity of your bank is a pipe dream. Just keep that in mind. I don't trust the banks one bit. And I even know in advance that I'm going to lose whatever deposits that I have in those banks. I already know it. That's why I'm minimizing it. But you decide what's right for you. I'm just going to try to minimize my exposure because I know the losses are coming. That's my take on things. But or you know, you can contact your favorite big corporate globalist bank and ask them for their advice, and they'll be happy to steer you in a direction that will loot your pockets and cause you to lose almost everything while they benefit. Yeah, they'll be happy to do that. That's called, you know, financial advising right there in the mainstream. But if you don't want to lose all your money, get information from the alternative and independent media, because we will be the ones left standing in all of this when the music stops. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care, everybody. Be safe.